dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we will give you the features there completely free. Main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content. What you see on the front page there was created by listeners like you. Maybe you find something online that you think's interesting. You want to share it with us and the other listeners of the program. You can just submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. And when you do that, it'll pop up on the site, and then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike it. You get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site. And it's all free over at freetalklive.com. Of course, we will take your calls about anything you want. 800-259-9231. Big news coming out of D.C. today. And coming up, there's a lot to talk about, by the way, including just a incredibly hypocritical story out of California. I think, Mark, you've got that one about the politicians and the guns out there. We'll share that with you. But first, national level, Washington. According to the New York Times, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, is giving significant new powers to its roughly 14,000 agents, allowing them more leeway to search databases, to go through household trash, or use surveillance teams to scrutinize the lives of people who have attracted their attention. The FBI soon plans...
How does the FBI give any power to its agents?
They just write some stuff down. They write words on paper.
The politicians?
Magic scrolls.
Yeah.
I mean, like all laws. Magic scrolls.
No. Well,
cast fireballs and make people do what you say.
Technically, it's not a law because by the definition of a law, it would have had to have gone through some sort
of... It didn't even go through the representatives of people. They just decided that we're going to write some more rules for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The FBI soon plans to issue a new edition of its manual. They just write a new manual.
That's it.
The Domestic Investigations and Operations Guide, according to an official who's worked on the draft document and several others who've been briefed on its contents, the new rules add to several measures taken over the past decade to give agents more latitude as they search for signs of criminal or terrorist activity. They recently briefed several privacy advocates.
And criminal and terrorist activity is what they say it is.
Yeah, like buying something with silver or gold. That could be considered... criminal act or terrorist act.
Having a bumper sticker that says that you support the Constitution or don't tread on me. They have pointed at these things.
That makes you a suspect, for sure.
The FBI has infiltrated peace organizations like the Quakers and Greenpeace and things like this.
Yeah.
And you can say what you want about Greenpeace, but you can't say it about Quakers. Quakers are not violent people. Terrorists are what the FBI says they are.
So they apparently bothered to brief privacy advocates about the coming changes. Among them, Michael Gurman is a former FBI agent who's now a lawyer for the American Civil Liberties Union. He argued that it was unwise to further ease restrictions on agents' power to use potentially intrusive techniques, especially if they lacked a firm reason to suspect someone of wrongdoing. Gurman said that claiming additional authorities to investigate people only further raises the potential for abuse. I mean, he would know. He's been in the FBI. And he points to complaints about the Bureau's surveillance of domestic political advocacy groups, as well as mosques, and to an inspector general's findings in 2007 that the FBI had frequently misused the so-called national security letters, which allowed agents to obtain information like phone records without a court order. And it's been a while since we've talked about the national security letters, but that is an issue that we covered on Free Talk Live. And it basically was the FBI sending intimidating notices to people, essentially saying that, hey, look, you need to give up, like, let's say you ran a bookstore. Hey, you need to give us the information on who bought X book or what books so-and-so bought. And on top of that, not only do you have to give us this information, but
you
can't tell anybody.
Right. If you talk about it, you're in big, big trouble.
Yeah. So they were really scaring people with those things.
So this is, and there's really not much difference between the national security letter, is that what it's called?
Correct.
The national security letter and the thug in the pinstripe suit coming into your shop and saying, hey, I got to know who purchased this book, these books. I got How to Break Up the Mafia. Who purchased this book? Mm-hmm. I need to know their name, their address. I want to know who they are. And if
Mark, so much as breathe
a stinking word of this, I am going to come in here and I'm going to break your freaking knees.
But, Mark, the mafia is bad, and the government's trying to do the right thing.
Really? How? Why?
Well, they're trying to stop terrorism.
Well, terrorism is, as I said, what they call it. And the mafia calls terrorism, try to break up the mafia.
But you don't want people to bomb buildings. I mean, don't you think it's okay for the government to, you know, bend the rules a little bit in order to protect people?
I have every instance I've seen of the FBI investigating people who might be bombing buildings, it seems as though the FBI was helping them a great deal, pushing them, cajoling them into bombing buildings.
Even funding them.
Funding them. Stopping them from getting productive work in other states. I mean, I've got all kinds of things that the FBI has done, which appear to me to be extraordinarily immoral when it comes to finding people that are trying to kill us. And I think that it seems to me the only reason they do it is in order to make themselves appear relevant.
Valerie Caproni, the FBI's general counsel, said the Bureau had fixed the problems with the national security letters. Shh, don't worry, everything's okay. Yeah, we send out thousands of these things every year. And
we never send a letter to anybody saying that it was okay to talk about them.
Yeah. So she claims that the problems have been solved. Of course, if they're still sending out these national security letters, how many of the people receiving a threat of a cage from the FBI are actually going to have the courage to come out and say, yeah, I got one of these. Here, I'm going to scan it in, put it online. Talk about it on my radio show?
Doesn't happen a lot.
Yeah, how often is that going to happen? So who knows if she's telling the truth or what the new provisions are that they've put into effect with these national security letters. So we'll just have to wait and see on that one. Anyway, she also said that the Bureau, which doesn't need permission to alter its manual so long as the rules fit within broad guidelines issued by the Attorney General, had carefully weighed the risks and benefits of each change. So they're looking out for...
We're being careful. Trust us.
Your future and
What's
freedom.
The big deal? We're careful.
She said, quote, every one of these has been carefully looked at and considered against the backdrop
by other FBI agents
of why the employees need to be able to do it. What are the possible risks and what are the controls? She said, portraying the modifications to the rules is more like fine-tuning than major changes. Look, hey, this is no big deal. Why are you guys getting so upset? Look, we're just trying to make it so our agents can look through your trash and, you know, get a real close look at people's close, you know, personal lives in a much easier manner.
I mean, just. It'll
don't
be
you
okay.
want to be safe? Aren't you scared? Hey, aren't you scared, America? You should be. Maybe you need some more terrorism so we can get a little bit better here at taking care of you.
Well, I mean, couldn't you lay the terrorism at the door of the FBI and other government organizations?
Sure.
In fact, they had information on these guys that committed 9/11, and what did they do about it?
Good question. Some of the most notable changes apply to the lowest category of investigations called an assessment. The category created in December 2008 allows agents to look into people and organizations proactively and without firm evidence for suspecting criminal or terrorist activity. So they don't even have
That's
to have
comforting.
What they would consider firm evidence to spend time on you. So the idea would be that, in the past, you might have had to have had a reason to investigate somebody. Like, you know, some sort of citable phone conversation or allegation or something, like somebody came to you with a claim that sounded really serious. I don't even know what it means to have firm evidence, but now they don't even need that. So these government definitions are so nebulous, like you don't know. Firm evidence to the government probably means something completely different than what you think it means, because they get to define what all these terms mean. And so now they've just waived that, and they've created this new category that basically allows them to look into anybody they want to. Oh, yeah, I don't like the way you look. Let's check you out. Don't like the things you've been saying online. Let's dig a little deeper. And now they've tweaked this particular category to make it so they have even more latitude and more leeway to do more digging into the lives of people that they don't actually have any real evidence that they're
saying. I mean, the FBI can go into your house and go through your computer and go through your stuff and search through your things. And I don't think they have to tell you for 30 days, and that's only if they find something. I don't even know what their rules are.
Well, here's an example. We'll share with you a very specific example of how the rules are changing here in a moment, and of course we'll take your calls about anything. Maybe you're somebody who thinks this is good. You think that the FBI needs to have as much power as possible to investigate terrorism. Maybe you're scared, and you think the FBI is out there keeping you safe. We'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231, and joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Once again, you can join us on our website, of course, at freetalklife.com, and enjoy the features you'll find free. The bulletin board system is there with a whole bunch of people that you can interact with regarding the show or whatever the heck you want to talk about. bbs.freetalklife.com will get you there. It's free, of course. bbs.freetalklive.com. In 1 week from today, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And a lot of people are really excited about this year's Pork Fest, and for good reason. I know that on the Sunday edition of the program, it's our internet-only edition of the show, was on last night. They had Curtis on. He's the Porcupine Freedom Festival organizer. They were talking a lot about what's going to be happening, and according to Curtis, the Agora is going to be growing by like 2 to 4 times. Now, the Agora is this open marketplace at Pork Fest where anybody can sell pretty much whatever it is they want to. You don't ask anybody's permission to do it. You just get a spot, set up your tables, put up whatever you want to, set up your booth, etc., and sell your wares, sell your services. And it worked out really well last year. It was really the first year it started to happen significantly, and this year it's going to be much larger, from what I understand. More food vendors than last year, so more choices, more options, maybe
that's
more.
That's going to be really nice. I know last year I came prepared with some food. I brought some food and ended up hardly touching it because there's so much food there already.
Yeah, it was really nice to be able to just walk around and buy various different things, and all created by liberty-oriented people that love the ideas of freedom. So you can feel really good. I mean, it's not like some sort of carny that is setting up their elephant ear stand. It's somebody who
What's wrong with carnies?
Not there's nothing wrong with carnies. I mean, you know, hey, they've got their lifestyle, and I'm not saying that many carnies aren't liberty-oriented.
I don't know what their lifestyle is. Some carnies may have some lifestyle.
Sure. My point being, it's not somebody who is generally outside of the movement that is going to be just coming to profiteer off of the people at Porkfest. These people tend to be liberty-oriented folks themselves.
Sure.
You probably will be able to have a conversation with the person handing you your meal about the ideas of freedom, and they'll probably be in much agreeance with you. So come on out to Porkfest. Go to porkfest.com. You can learn a lot more there about the event. Get a schedule of some of the activities that are going to be going on. It's going to be all week long next week, June 20th through the 26th. If you can only make it up for a couple days, come up for a couple days. Come up for the weekend. It's going to be a blast, though. And if you can come out for the entire thing, I don't think you'll be disappointed. There's lots happening. Everything from family fun activities to contests to games to socializing, parties. You name it. It's probably there. Go to porkfest.com. You can use our discount code, which is FreeTalkLive, all run together as one word, to save yourself 20% on your sign-up. That's FreeTalkLive as your discount code at porkfest.com. 1-800-259-9231. Oh, yeah, FreeTalkLive is going to be broadcasting live, so that's going to be fun. And we'll continue here. We'll take your phone calls about what you want, though we're talking about the FBI, and I would love to hear from somebody that believes that this is a good idea, that the FBI needs more power, that they need to be able to look into your bank account, that they need to be able to look into your house, they need to be able to read whatever kind of records they want about you and investigate you to whatever extent they want to based on a whim. Based on, you know, a hunch.
Could be dangerous.
Yeah, they don't need an excuse. Just who is it that supports this kind of expansion of the police state? They must be out there. 1-800-259-9231. So a little more detail here from the New York Times. We're going to give you a specific example of these new rules that will apply to what they consider the lowest category of investigations. So they got different categories as far as, you know, how important of an investigation is this? Who is this person, and how likely are they to be a real problem? What kind of information do we have about them to justify further resources being assigned to them, etc.? So the lowest level of categories is the assessment. And previously, the assessment would have allowed the agents to look into people and organizations proactively and without firm evidence for suspecting criminal terrorist activity. Under the current rules, agents must open such an inquiry before they can search for information about a person in a commercial or law enforcement database. Under the new rules, and all they did was just rewrite their manual, they didn't go through any other political process. So under their new manual, the agents will be allowed to search databases without even making a record of their decision. Now, one could argue that this is good. It makes it less bureaucratic. They don't have to take the time to, you know, fill out any kind of
streamlining
forms that makes it easier for the agent to just go ahead and do his job.
Sure, less cost for the taxpayer.
So that could be one point that you would argue here. But on the other hand, the spokesperson for the FBI even admits that, yeah, The change is going to make it harder to detect and deter the inappropriate use of databases for personal purposes.
Right. I mean, there have been instances of government employees, police included, that have been arrested and lost their jobs. And I don't know if anybody's been incarcerated for this, but for using government databases to, oh, I don't know, see what their ex-girlfriend's doing, mm-hmm. or, you know, check out a new boyfriend or that kind of thing.
Yep.
This is inappropriate, you know, use of these things, and you can believe it's going to happen. I mean, this is going to happen.
Because these are human beings we're talking
about. Sure they are.
They're not paragons of virtue. But Ms. Caproni said it was too cumbersome to require agents to open formal inquiries before running such quick checks. She also said agents could not put information uncovered from such searches into FBI files unless they later opened an assessment. The new rules will also relax a restriction on administering lie detector tests and searching through people's trash. Under current rules, agents cannot use such techniques until they open what's called a preliminary investigation, which, unlike an assessment, requires a factual basis for suspecting someone of wrongdoing, as opposed to, like, a rumor. But soon, agents will be allowed to use those techniques for one kind of assessment, too, when they are evaluating a target as a potential informant. Agents have asked for that power, in part because they want the ability to use information found in a subject's trash to put pressure on that person to assist the government in the investigation of others. Ms. Caproni said information gathered that way could also be useful for other reasons, like determining whether a subject might pose a threat to agents. So, just remember, and this is an important thing to remember.
It's always in the name of protecting their agents, you know? As if people are out there, as if there's some organized crime agency out there that is targeting FBI agents.
Yeah, well, you know, the notion is they're supposed to be protecting regular people, right?
But that's what they're paid to do.
But they're always talking about, we hear it with cops, with FBI agents, with anyone. You always hear about, oh, the first concern is the safety of the agent. I thought you were supposed to be risking they want the glory of being a hero and rescuing people.
Dale,
but
the first
duty is protect themselves.
Dale, we are looking through your trash for your protection. You just don't understand. That's why we're here searching through your garbage. We want to see what you're up to so we can protect you from yourself. You might be a terrorist, and you know we would want to stop. We need to make sure we stop that from happening.
Thank goodness you're protecting me from me. I'm dangerous.
So your thoughts, certainly welcome here, 800-259-9231. But there's more! The new manual will also remove a limitation on the use of surveillance squads, which are trained to surreptitiously follow targets. Under current rules, the squads can only be used during an assessment, but the new rules will allow agents to use them repeatedly. So they can just tail you as much as they want now. Even just on a hunch! Just on a say-so of an anonymous informant.
They can spend all that money for... I mean, I imagine it's a lot of money to try to coordinate one of these tailings.
A squad?
They
yeah.
can do that once? I'm surprised they could do that once without
now
opening an investigation.
Now they can do it for all of time. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control and bring up anything you want. More about the fibbies and your thoughts, especially if you think this is a good idea. Looking from you. You must be out there. Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in a bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL21 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL21 at adamandeve.com.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. It's at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything you would like. You can comment on the topic at hand. Anything goes. It's Free Talk Live. That's the point of the program. You can also join us on our website. And you can enjoy the wiki there with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. wiki.freetalklive.com.
I'm going on a cruise, and you can go on that cruise with me. Also, Stefan Molyneux and Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, they're going to be along for the ride. Now, this cruise is going to have some speeches from Steph and Wes and myself, but there's also going to be, I guess, a debate, but there's lots of things going on besides that. There's going to be people, liberty-oriented folks, hanging out. They'll be going on shore excursions, playing miniature golf on the boat, climbing the rock wall, the ice skating rink, all the things there are to do on the ship. And you can participate if you would so choose. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, and we're going to Bermuda. You can go to cruise.freetalklive.com. You can do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com. This cruise has been in and out of yellow status, meaning that, berths are at sort of a premium. So check it out, cruise.freetalklive.com.
So we'll continue here. We will take your calls if you would like to chime in, bring up whatever you want. Maybe agree with the FBI. Maybe you think that the FBI is doing the right thing, that they need to rework these rules that their agents are supposedly following. Of course, we know their agents break the rules as well. So the old rules really probably didn't even mean that much. And maybe one of the reasons why they're reworking the rules is because we found the agents have been breaking the rules. Honestly, boss, it looks like the agents have regularly been breaking these rules. So why don't we just go ahead and rewrite them to make it so that, you know, they're not breaking them as often? Because they're essentially opening it up. They're making it so the agents, they don't have to report. They don't have to fill out a report if they're investigating you.
It's kind of funny.
If they're running an assessment on you, they can just go ahead and do whatever they want. They can search through the databases without having to log it.
In some ways, I would agree that if your employees have found a better system to do something, that you should respond to that. But when your employees are violating people's rights in the process, when they're investigating innocent, potentially innocent people, everybody's innocent until they've had a court trial, right? So they're investigating innocent people. That, well, maybe that rule should be suspended.
So here's a little more detail, according to the New York Times, as to exactly some of the changes that they're impending on the FBI with their rule changes here. They mentioned the surveillance squads can now be used repeatedly. It used to be that they could only be used to follow a suspect once during an assessment. But now, while they're assessing you, they can just keep assessing you. They can just keep following you and spend as much as their resources as they can on you. It's up to them now. They said that the restrictions on the duration of the physical surveillance would still apply, and argued that because of limited resources, supervisors would use the squads only rarely during such a low-level investigation. So don't worry. We're just letting them do whatever they want, but we'll be judicious with the use of this.
Yeah, don't get yourself all bent out of shape. It's no big deal.
I mean, the government, you know, you can trust everything they tell you. The revisions also clarify what constitutes undisclosed participation in an organization by an FBI agent or informant, which is subject to special rules, most of which have never been made public. The new manual says an agent or informant may surreptitiously attend up to 5 meetings of a group before those rules would apply, unless the goal is to join the group, in which cases the rules apply immediately. At least one change would tighten rather than relax the rules. Currently, a special agent in charge of a field office can delegate authority to approve sending an informant into a religious service. The new manual will require such officials to handle those decisions personally. So, yeah, whoopee-doo. So, 1-800-259-9231. It goes on. You can get all the details over at the New York Times in that particular case. But some specific examples of exactly how much more wide the ability is of these agents to conduct the most low-level investigations upon the people don't actually have any facts. Remember, the assessment-level investigation, they have no facts about your alleged incident, you know, your alleged involvement in terrorism or plotting something or doing something naughty.
But they've been doing this all along. That's the thing about this, is they've been violating their own rules to do it. And these are the rule enforcers. The rule enforcers have been violating their own rules in order to do this stuff all along, of their own admission. And who watches these watchers? At this point in America, to even suggest that someone should watch the watchers is traitorous. And it just doesn't make any sense.
Just a little more information here, just an interesting detail. The FBI, by the way, has opened thousands since the release of this new level, this assessment. Remember, this assessment level is relatively new. It came out in 2008. And now they're opening up the assessment to make it even more just powerful for the agents. But since they opened it, since they created this assessment thing, the FBI has opened thousands of those investigations each month.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, how many agents? They got 14,000 agents nationwide across various different FBI offices across the country, 14,000 agents. They're opening thousands of assessments every single month. Now, they can do more with these assessments.
And they were not opening the assessments by their own admission. They were breaking the rules on opening these assessments. So how many more of these were they doing?
What I'm curious about is how many of the higher levels categories. I mean, we know what the assessment category is, but what are the other categories that are above that, and how many of those investigations are they working at any given time? If they're opening thousands of assessments every single month, and they only have 14,000 employees, it would seem to me that they probably aren't opening too many higher-level investigations or
they're too
working
busy
on them.
Going through people's trash.
They're garbage.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. How do you feel about that? Does all this make you feel safe? You feel secure knowing that the agents at any time could be observing you and digging into your personal information? For the only of the national security reasons, of course. But does it make you feel good? Is there really anybody out there that that thinks that?
That thinks the FBI should be able to just go through your trash?
I think there are people. I've heard of similar situations, and I've heard people say, "Well, if you're not doing anything wrong, well, mm-hmm. then you have nothing to be afraid of." I've heard people say that, and they really think, well, they're law-abiding citizens themselves, so they're not worried the FBI is going to find anything that would get them in trouble. So why
Everybody
should they care?
Who's innocent, who's in prison right now in jail, was a law-abiding citizen too. And you have to ask yourself how many people are innocent. I'm going to run some statistics by you real quick. More than 99% of people who take cases to trial take a plea bargain. Of the people who do not take plea bargains, 66 to 75% of them, 66% at least, let's just go with that number, 66% of that less than 1% will then take it to trial. Does anybody believe that the success rate of the U.S. judicial system is 99.66%?
Mm-mm.
I mean, really, I you know, not that those numbers actually add up that way, but, you know, how many of these people are taking A, plea bargains because
they're scared?
Well, they're scared and they're getting offered, you know, they've got charges stacked on top of themselves, on top of themselves. I'm facing 100 years. All I did was walk backwards across the street or whatever it is that they said. So they're taking some lower plea bargain. Or how many people, I mean, if I took it to trial, I'm not taking it to trial because I'm guilty. Generally, it would seem to me that the average person that's taking something to trial, and this is in felony cases, that's 66%, between 3/5 and 66% of people get found guilty. So juries just find people guilty. The system is set up at this point, whether you like it or not, is set up to convict people. It's not set up to find justice.
No doubt about that. They want to fill those cages with bodies so, A, the prosecutor can pad his conviction record so he can run for re-election and talk about, I'm tough on crime, look at my conviction record. I'd put all these people in a cage. They're all criminals. Of course, people that don't question it don't realize that 90% of the people he's put in a cage have never harmed another human being. And it also helps the prison bureaucracies and industry. This is also private prisons as well. But it helps the prisons because they get more people for their cages. And the more cages they have filled, the more justification they have to hire more bureaucrats and to build more prisons. 1-800-259-9231. You take control and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of these airwaves. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Hey, you like the fact that we give the site to you for free? Maybe you want to become a Free Talk Live amplifier to help us out a little bit. It's $3 a month. We take that money in and we reinvest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board as well, and thereby exposing the ideas of freedom to more individuals around the world. So your $3 can really make a difference for us. And you get perks too, like access to the AmpOnly call-in lines, the AmpOnly chat, the AmpOnly forum, as well as the AmpOnly podcast and more. Go get the details. Get signed up with any major credit card or some alternative options over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp, as in advertise, market, and promote, amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us. It's the reason why we can go to industry conventions. It's the reason why we can do industry advertising. And it's the reason why your $3 a month, if you're an amplifier, that's the reason why we're on 103 radio stations. Actually, make that 104. We just added WBCK in Battle Creek. We'll give an official welcome on Saturday night because they're only a Saturday night affiliate. But it's all because of amplifiers, so thanks. Amp.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones and the fun. Matt, listening in Illinois. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Dale and Mark.
Good evening, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to mention another big reason why people take the plea bargain when they're involved in court cases is because of the expense involved in taking it to trial.
That's true. Oftentimes, you'll see situations where somebody's sitting in jail and they can take a plea and get out on probation or community control or some kind of thing like that. Mm. And, you know, who wouldn't?
You know, it costs tens of thousands of dollars now if you're going to go to trial. So it's not just jail and time that you're looking at. You're looking at perhaps destroying your entire family if you go and take it to trial, and you're not guaranteed that you're going to be found not guilty. You could still be found guilty, and in a lot of cases, you might be because the juries are slighted toward the police. A lot of people think, well, they wouldn't have arrested him if he wasn't guilty.
It's true. We haven't had much real luck as far as successes in trials with juries up here thus far in New Hampshire. And there have only been three jury trials that I know of so far for New Hampshire liberty activists in various different charges. And there was the Bob Constantine case where the jury did refuse to convict of marijuana cultivation, but they still convicted him of a possession charge. So they didn't hit him with a felony and instead convicted him with a misdemeanor. So that was kind of like a partial win, but there has yet to have been a particular incident in which an activist has been found not guilty by a jury, and that's unfortunate. So, yeah, there's no guarantees in this system, that's for sure.
Yeah, so, when you're facing a felony charge, like a burglary charge or a murder charge or a battery charge or something like that, you really have, if you're the person that's looking at A, time and B, taking it to trial, there's so much that you have to consider, and the cost is really, it's outstanding, because just to even just to take a plea bargain, you're going to pay at least $5,000 for that lawyer.
Mm.
And if you're not rich, if you're not a wealthy person, it's just not going to be worth it to you. You're going to end up ruining your entire family, and you're going to be ruined financially. So if you can get off with, probation, like you said, or maybe spending a couple few months in jail or whatever, a lot of people are just going to take that route. And that's, I think, true. That's where a lot of that comes from.
A lot of people who've been put in jail for a couple of months, their lives are ruined anyway. The average American is about a month away from poverty.
You get your lease is done when you get out.
Their
car
has been
gone.
Repoed because they've got car payments. Their lease is all their stuff has gone out of their apartment, have been sold by their landlord or whatever in order to make up for back rent, or maybe it's been tossed off in some storage unit if they're lucky. Their girlfriend or wife has left them, the dog's been put in the pound. I mean, everything just gone if you're gone for 3 months in jail.
Yeah. So even if you were innocent, you've been punished.
No doubt. Just about everybody gets treated like they're guilty.
The system sucks. I mean, there's no doubt, Matt, and I don't blame anybody for taking a plea bargain if that's what they feel like the best choice is for them. But long term, people taking plea bargains empowers the system, and it hurts people in the long run.
No, I agree with that too. But when you're the person that's actually sitting in that position, those plea bargains can look awfully tempting.
That's the idea. That is exactly the point. And thanks for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. The boys from Liberty on Tour, by the way, are back in town. LibertyOnTour.com. Pete and Damo and Bo, they're the newest member of the LOT crew. They are now in the Keene area after spending weeks traveling around New Hampshire, visiting Grafton and Manchester. They dropped into Nashua for a little while, also went out to the seacoast. And they are now back in Keene. They're going to be spending the rest of the week here. And it was this morning that I was at the courthouse here in Keene, the district court, doing my weekly outreach, as we do. Actually, we do it more than weekly. It's a daily, almost daily outreach. We're covering 4 of the 5 days of the week, likely going to expand to 5 days here pretty soon, where we've got liberty-minded people that are in the lobby of the courthouse every single day at 9 or 8 in the morning, which is when people are demanded to show up for an arraignment. So the folks that have been arrested by the police are showing up for their arraignment.
You notice that if the people don't show up, they get summonses and warrants put out for their arrest. If the cops don't show up, your case is dismissed.
Not an arraignment. The cops don't have to show up to the arraignment.
I'm just saying sort of the unfairness of the system.
Right. Here, you've got to show up or they will put you in a cage for failure to appear. And so people come out and they line up, in some cases in droves. Last week the line was going out the door, down the stairwell. There were so many victims of the state there. And so it's really important to be there to reach out to these folks, to encourage them, to tell them what's going on with the plea deal in case they don't already know and why it's such a bad idea. But I can't say that anybody has ever called up and said after the fact that, yeah, your flyer convinced me to not take the plea deal. Of course, how many would spend the time to do that? We can say that there are people that will get the plea deal flyer and they'll take a quick glance at it and they'll say, oh, yeah, I won't take the plea deal. So, like, they're already on board with that particular viewpoint. There was a business owner that was there from here in Keene last week who is a fairly prominent business owner who's had some nice things to say about the liberty activists here. And he also made the point that he was not going to take the plea deal before I'd even, you know, told him about it.
And even if you don't, even if you're going to take the plea deal at some point when you're dealing with a situation where you're not in jail, why would you take the first one? I mean, is this how they taught you to negotiate?
Yeah, the first offer.
I mean, this is a terrible idea. At least come back with, I'll take half that.
Now, both of you guys have had parking tickets dropped when you've refused to take a plea, right?
Yeah, I mean, we just refused to pay the fine and asked for a court date. And,
which is essentially, when you pay the fine, you're basically pleading guilty at that point.
Yeah.
Exactly. That is the plea deal.
Right.
Written on the ticket.
So,
and just by asking for a trial. By the way, it was like pulling teeth to get it.
The trial.
They really don't want you.
No, they don't.
They fight.
They know
you.
They're going to drop it.
They know it's, we're not going to. They know they're not going to fight for $5. You know, for a $5 ticket. So it's going to get dropped. So they will fight tooth and nail. They'll say, "Well, have you talked to Have you talked to the person who gave the ticket?" I'm like, "No, I never saw."
Do you want to bring him over here so I can?
Well, I was going to say, I'm like, where am I supposed to hunt them down? They left it on my car.
Isn't
you know?
That what court's for? So that I can talk to them.
And they
yes,
try to ask me, well, what is it that you, why are you wanting to challenge the ticket?
None of your business.
And I explained to them, I said, well, that would compromise my case in court to
That's
tell you.
Response, yeah.
And they were just like, oh, I know what this is about. Blah, blah, blah. And they went and they did it finally.
It's exactly about that. Go ahead and fill out the paperwork, bureaucrat.
Yep.
Right.
If you don't want to fill out the paperwork, tell your friends to stop putting these things on people's cars.
You know, I think I'm the only one thus far who's actually gone. I think I am. I'm the only one who's gone through a trial for a parking ticket. Because both of y'all, Mark, you've had two dropped, I think. Dale, you've
I
had
think
one,
it was one.
Dale, have you had two? Somebody's had two dropped. Well, whatever.
I'm trying to remember. I think
one of y'all has had
two.
More than one. I'm sure somebody has had more than one dropped. I know that much. But they took me to trial, and what was really funny was that the parking lady that had given me the ticket, there's two of them here in Keene, one of them's a brunette, the other is kind of a blonde, and the blonde has always been kind of this reputation for being a shark and grumpy, and...
I talked to her, she didn't seem that way to me.
Well, but that's the reputation that she's had. I remember at one point I was in a local restaurant, and the restaurant called out that the parking shark was in the parking lot to let the tenants, or the restaurant... Tease, I guess, customers know about this. But this lady is so nice to me now. Like, after I put her on the stand and, you know, questioned her about the parking, which was a fairly adversarial kind of a relationship, right? I mean, she's there trying to help convict me, and I'm there to not try to get not convicted. And she's just, we've been so friendly to one another after that trial. It's been great.
I'm glad that worked out for
you,
buddy.
Yeah, take it to trial. 1-800-259-9231. And don't be angry. You know, don't be mean to these folks. There's no point in that. We're coming up. Hour number three is next. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.